From Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America, comes the Living Truth radio program. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien. It's a great privilege for us to bring you this program, an outreach of the Way of Truth Ministries. Today, Pastor Gary Dull, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, will be delivering a practical message from the Word of God, which I believe will be of great value to you in your walk with the Lord. At the end of the program, I'll return with our contact information. But right now, let's turn the microphone over to Pastor Gary Dull for his message from God's Word, the Bible.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth radio program, originating from the studios here at the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania. This week, we have been looking at an exciting study, I believe, and that is God's plan for Israel. And of course, we're not going to finish it today. We'll carry it on into our studies next week. But I trust and pray that you have been blessed by this particular study, and I would pray that you might listen to this program again. Of course, you can do that by contacting us here, and we would be delighted to send you a copy of the program. And then also, I trust that you'll request the notes and the outlines, because through the notes and the outlines, you'll be able to dig even in a deeper fashion into this study. As I've been emphasizing, this is just sort of the tip of the iceberg concerning God's plan for Israel that you and I as Christians need to know and to understand. And with so much going on as it relates to Israel over in the Middle East, since 1948 until the day in which we live right now, we can see that there are some concerning things taking place, but also some exciting things are taking place, because all of this ultimately comes together for what God is going to do in the eventual complete restoration of the nation of Israel. Now, so far this week, just allow me to review very briefly, we've had the opportunity to look at the promise of a nation of Israel. And that came, of course, from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, that is referred to as the Abrahamic covenant. Yesterday, I studied with you the promise of a land for Israel. And we studied from Joshua chapter 1 and Amos chapter 9, as well as Genesis chapter 15, that God has given a specific land to Israel, basically what we would refer to today as the Fertile Crescent. Now, that has not yet been fully occupied by Israel, but it will be fully occupied by Israel in the millennium. Today, we want to look at another promise, as it were, as it relates to God's plan for Israel, and that's the promise of a king for Israel. The promise of a king for Israel. And really, this speaks of Israel's political anticipation. And this comes through what we refer to as the Davidic covenant. Now, I mentioned to you the other day that there are seven major Old Testament covenants given by God mainly to the nation of Israel and to the Jewish people. And that, of course, affects the rest of the world, obviously. But those covenants include the Adamic covenant, the Noahic covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, the Mosaic covenant, the Davidic covenant, the New Covenant, and the Everlasting Covenant. And I would encourage you to take some time to study those. And by doing so, you'll be able to see what God's plan is for Israel, but not only for Israel, but for the earth as well. But when we talk about a promise for a king for Israel, we go to the Davidic covenant that is outlined for us in 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7, where Nathan is speaking, as it were, and he lays out for us God's covenant to David called the Davidic covenant. And I would encourage you to take some time to read the entire chapter. But allow me, if I may, just to lay the foundation for this, read with you beginning with verse 8 of 2 Samuel chapter 7. You might want to read the entirety of the chapter, and I would encourage you to do that. But I just want to read with you from verse 8 down through to verse 17. Listen as I read 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 8 through 17. It says, "Now therefore, So shalt thou say unto my servant David. This is God speaking to Nathan the prophet, telling him what to say to David. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. And again, that's talking about the land that God promised to them, and we dealt with that yesterday. And ultimately, they will, that is Israel, will be in that land forevermore. That will come into fruition in the millennium. Let's continue, verse 11 of 2 Samuel 7. And as since the time that I commended judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. Again, Nathan is giving God's word to David. Notice verse 12. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, now note this next phrase, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And I will be his father, and he will be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. And so again, what we see here is God is speaking through the prophet Nathan to David, promising him that when he dies, that David will always have a seed, meaning that there will always be somebody from the lineage of David who will sit on the throne of Israel, as it were, and that will eventuate in Jesus Christ. Again, just for a matter of review, underline those words there in the middle of 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 12, where God said through Nathan to David, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. Now, what we see here is a promised seed that would come through King David. And that, of course, was performed in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is of the lineage of David. We know that from studying the Word of God. For instance, turn to the book of Matthew, if you would please. And I'm sure that you're familiar with this, and these are passages of Scripture that we hear a lot about during the Christmas season. But notice in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And so you see, when God back there in 2 Samuel chapter 7 through Nathan promised David that he would have a lineage, he would have a son, that there would be a king that would come out of his bowels, that ultimately is talking about Jesus Christ. You say, how do we really know that? Well, we see here that Jesus Christ came of the lineage of David. But turn also to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, and I know that you're very familiar with this passage of Scripture as we talk about it so many times during the Christmas season. But look at Luke chapter 1 and notice, if you would please, verses 30 through 33. Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33, where we have what we refer to as the Annunciation concerning the fact that Mary was going to deliver the Christ child. Beginning with verse 30, it says, and the angel said unto her, that is Mary, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him, now note this, the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And so way back there in 2 Samuel chapter 7, around about 1,042 years before the time of Christ, through Nathan the prophet, God promised David that a king would come out of his loins that would last forever, that would rule Israel forever, and that king, of course, eventuated in Jesus Christ. And so eventually, when Jesus Christ returns to the earth, he will set up his millennial reign, and during that time, as a part of his millennial reign, he will reign over the house of David, over Israel, forever and ever. I know that we're very familiar with that to a great degree. We all remember Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, where it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever." And then it says, "The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And so what we see there is the promise of a king given to Israel through David, and that will eventuate in the person of Jesus Christ. And that promise will come into fruition in the millennium. Beloved, Israel has a lot of good things to look forward to, and I'm delighted that we can talk about it from the Scriptures. Now go to church on Sunday, and the Lord willing, when we gather together on Monday, we'll continue our study concerning God's plan for Israel. I trust that you'll be by the radio. Until then, I'm Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today.
Thank you, Gary, for that tremendous study from the pages of Scripture today. Friends, if you desire the notes or even a CD of today's program, both are available simply for the asking. In order to help with the cost of shipping and handling, a suggested donation for the notes is $5 and $10 for the CD. If our program has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can email us at wot@wotbm.org. Visit our website, won't you? That's at www.wotbm.org. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We're looking forward to being with you again on our next Living Truth program. Until then, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.